have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your days and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
To the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're so glad you could be with us on today. Truly, the Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. We just want you to know we have entered into another year where we can give him all the glory, all the praise, and all of the honor. We love you, and thank you for your time. Thank you for all that you may know. He is wonderful. He is good. Just take a moment to look over your life and remember all that he's brought you through. Isn't that enough to give him glory, give him praise, give him honor? No one in the world is like him, and we honor him on today. Listen, we want to not only say thank you for your continued love and support, but we want you to know we love you. We're appreciative of you here at Just For You, as well as on Elation Radio. We thank you for your prayers, your love, and your support. If this is your first time listening in, I'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is about. First, I want to give a shout out to you, the listeners. Thank you to our Elations Radio CEO visionary, that's Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and to you, all that are listening in, our special guest for today is Apostle Dr. Kanoi Tamika. We're so glad that she'll be joining us on today, as well as we are excited to share on today with her. Amen. God is good. We honor our husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Yes, thank you so much for being of support, praying, and loving us so. Now, let me share with you, for those of you that may be joining in for the first time, what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Now, before we begin, we want to make sure we invite the best guest of all into this podcast, and that is none other than Abba Father, our elder brother Jesus, and of course, we're being led by the Holy Spirit, so we're thankful on today. I am so excited because he is good. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Will you join me in a word of prayer? It is essential that we go before him and hear what he wants, invite him in, and that he may be glorified and lifted up. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for all things, hallelujah. We honor you for being who you are, as you are, doing what you do, and no one does it better than you. We say thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your power. Thank you for creating us all. Thank you for giving us all breath on today to be able to do whatever it is we have been able to do. Will you come into this podcast, have your divine way, show up and show out. Be glorified. And we thank you in advance for all that you're doing, all that you will do, and how you will be glorified. We honor your presence. We love you. We appreciate you, and we thank you. Lord, no weapon formed today will prosper. We honor your presence, your goodness, and your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive us of our sins as we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, thank you so much for joining us in prayer. I want to say a few things before we begin this short exhortation, because we want to bring our guests on to be able to speak to us in the name of Jesus. We want them to be able to kingdom. Listen, I don't know about you, but so much has gone on in our world. We need the Lord. We need him to do what's best for us in our lives. We need him to move on behalf of us. And we say thank you, hallelujah, for his goodness and his grace. He is everything we need and more. And in today's time, we need answers. And one of the things he wants us to do is to draw nigh to him as he allows us to live, move, and have our being. On today, we're going to talk about some very, very short, this is going to be a short exhortation that we can bring our guests on. It is from Isaiah 58. In this hour, this is praying time. This is what we need in the kingdom to cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? For have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Listen, before we go any further, let us be mindful to know that God is good and that he is allowing us to understand what true fasting is about. There are times when we start the new year, we want to fast and we want to pray, but we need to understand the power of what prayer will do. Our guest today is going to share some nuggets, because I know that God is calling the nations to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. Wherefore we have fasted, say they, and thou seest not. Wherefore have we afflicted our soul and taketh no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call a fast? Call this a fast and an acceptable day of the Lord? Is not the fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye may break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine help shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Hallelujah. Thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, and from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to rise upon, or to ride upon, the high places of the earth, and feed, hallelujah, thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Listen, may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. One thing I know is that the Lord is good. The Lord is merciful. The Lord is kind. In this hour, where so many that don't know him, the way we will draw them to him is first by lifting him up. As we pray, we are including our families, our friends, even our enemies, that God can be glorified in this hour. Our hearts should be in a place that we can be so close to him that we understand that this is an hour of salvation and strength, blessings and honor, but we want to be where we cry aloud and spare not. If you knew that there was a child near danger, would you say, now move over here, just go on and move over here? Or would you cry aloud and say, hey, move out the way, or rush in to go and get them? In this hour, I truly believe the Lord is rushing in, and he is saving, and he is delivering at the mouths of his people. The question is, are we praying his will? This is a high time to remember he is Lord. He promised us that he would hear and answer us, but there's a posture we must be in. So those are the things that we want to think about when we're talking about serving the Lord, when we're talking about coming before the Lord. There's a way we come before him, and there's a way that he hears us. And we want to begin and ask him to forgive and to help us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that he may be glorified. There is nothing like serving the Lord. He gives us breath to rise up and to be able to do the things that we need to do because he's God. Then there are opportunities and times that he is going to need us to draw nigh, to be able to read, to study. But bigger than that, we should be in relationship with him. So when we talk about salvation, it's bigger than giving the preacher your hand. It's about us having the ability to say yes to the Lord, believe in our hearts, confess with our mouths, and live a life that he can find pleasure in. And can I remind you, if you're going through process and you say, hey, I'm not all the way there yet, he still has room at the cross for you. My concern in this hour is that we don't tarry too long. When we hear his voice, that we draw nigh to him and that he will cover us and protect us and help us and continually allow his love to grow us, because the world is watching. Our families are watching. He is to be lifted up and glorified. Even in the midst of sorrow and trouble, he is still God. He is still good, and he is to be lifted up. So I am so excited about how God is moving in this hour. I know we can choose to look at things in a way and feel as if he's not there, because it seems like there's so much chaos. Or we can look at things knowing he's the ruler, the creator, the one who makes all things happen, and bless all that trust in him. He gives everyone, when we wake up in the morning, those that wake up, we all have either the sun, a cloudy day, whatever type of day it is. He blesses us to see it. It is what we do with our time, our thoughts, our gifts, and all of the things that we have that show us and show him, I should say, how we honor him. So in this season of a new year, let's not get caught up just on our list, but let us draw nigh to him, that he can speak to us, that whatever we're believing him for, that he can give us direction and strategy and peace. And I'm so excited about the woman of God that is going to be on today. I know we talked a little earlier, and just briefly, just to know that God is in control. He is doing a great thing. He is rising up his people. The word of God tells us that he's going to rise up his people. Why is that necessary? Because he knows. Verse 10 says, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in us and thy darkness be as the noonday. Who are we living for? What is he requiring of us? And how does he get his glory out of our lives? What is he doing? Why is he moving us this way? This is why I'm so glad about how God is utilizing the body of Christ. He's making it so that people are drawn closer to him. He's utilizing men, women, boys, and girls that have a word in their mouth to go into the nations, to help in this end day times for people to be saved and committed and to know how to walk with him and live for him. If you don't know him today, you still have the opportunity to get to know who Abba Father is. You still have time to be in the royal family. You still have time to allow him in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul. You have time because he is God. He is God, and he knows exactly what to do. We are excited because his word is true. I want you to think about all of the things that he promised you. He never told us everything would be easy, but he did promise us that he would be with us. He promised us, hallelujah, that he will show up. He promised us that he will do just what he's doing. And in the land, to keep us from without excuse, he's rising up. He's utilizing men, women, boys, and girls to allow everyone an opportunity to grow, to develop with what he's planning. And so I'm excited today to know that he is doing a great work. He's finding himself strong and in charge. And I'm looking forward to all that he's going to do for the kingdom. So we look forward to the kingdom work coming. Let us bring in our guests. We're excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so excited today that we have our guest online. We are excited about what God is doing in her life. A powerful woman of God on a mission who preaches the gospel, who does his will, who hears from him and shows himself strong in her life. I am so thankful to introduce to some and present to others Dr. Kanoi Tamika. And God bless you, woman of God, on today.
God bless you, woman of God. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, you are such a blessing to the body of Christ. You know, I thank God for the gift he has given you to serve and to speak his word that others may be drawn to him. And I know you have an event coming up. I just wanted you to introduce to others and tell them who you are. And we're going to talk about your event, but I know that the Lord is calling people to prayer because you have a beautiful prayer summit coming up. But please share who you are, about your ministry, and we'll get right into your prayer summit.
My name is Apostle Kanoi Clark, and my ministry is mainly a deliverance ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see people get set free from, you know, evil spirits, from bondage, so they may live their best life, so they may live a life of freedom. Because a lot of Christians, a lot of men and women of God, they're preaching, they're teaching, they're dancing, they're singing, and they're minstrels, but they are in captivity by the enemy. And so my heart desire is to see the captives set free.
I tell you, and it's so needed in today's time, you know, with young people. And I know you have been blessed in so many areas, not only to share this gospel, but to live this life. We know you once danced, and God delivered you into the ministry that you have. And there's something about when you have a gift. Can you talk to us about, like you said, there's so many with so many gifts, but in bondage, how does one find themselves at a place of humbleness and in his will through his word? What do they need to do? This is your ministry. Talk to us about how men, women, boys, and girls can be free.
The Bible says, if my people will humble them and pray. Well, one of the ways that we can stay humble is in through prayer.
Okay.
And so the more we pray and we stay in a relationship with the Father, then we are not so quick to go out and sin. Amen? Because
Amen.
You have a prayer is not something you just do, but prayer is to have a relationship with the Father. Mm-hmm. That means to him and he talks to you. Mm-hmm. And when prayer, God will tell you about you. Hallelujah.
And come on.
Hallelujah. So God don't tell you about everybody else.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But God wants to speak to you about you. Now,
mm-hmm.
Why? Because if you look at the Old Testament, the priests had to go through a purification. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they had to go through a process of a purification. Hallelujah. Before they can reach the holies of holies. The problem is we're getting up there and we're not repenting. Hallelujah. There has to be a purification process. They went through, hallelujah, where they would go through, they had to wash with water. Huh? Hallelujah. You just go into the presence of the Lord because you were called. You could not go to the presence of the Lord because you're the beast. You could not go to the presence of the Lord because you were the high priest. You only can go if you were washed.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. If that was a sacrifice, and the problem is we made prayer out of a show instead of a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Where you have to, hallelujah, die to your flesh. Prayer is a place where you have to die to your desires. Prayer is a place, hallelujah, where pride cannot hide. Prayer a place where you got to carry your cross and come humbly before your God, before you ask, hallelujah, to supply all your needs. We have to die to our emotions. We have to die to our affections and our lusts of the world. He said, first you seek the kingdom. The problem is we're seeking houses and cars, but we're not seeking kingdom. Because if we were seeking kingdom, woman of God, we would see more kingdom, hallelujah, manifested in the earth realm.
Come on.
We will see more signs and wonders. We will see the dead. We will see more sick healed. Hallelujah. We will seek in the kingdom instead of a show. Some people learned how to pray real good, but they have not learned God.
Yes. Yeah. Mhm.
Sometimes we pray for a show.
Mhm.
I've never seen such a generation.
Come on.
About your time, that preaches more people. We got to stop preaching more about people.
Come on.
With you, about ya. Jesus. It about your time. Because I'm doing one thing, hell bows down to the only what name.
Yes.
Darkness only bows and push back only because one name. His name is Yeshua. His name is Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, and the life. He's the only, the name above all names. Demons flee only at one name, not my name, not the apostles, not the prophets, not the preacher, not the intercessor. Hallelujah. They only heaven and hell only bow down to what name? His name is Jesus. We got to go back to Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah, is not supposed to. He ain't here to make you look good. We're here to lift him up.
Come on. What God about you? God.
We forgot about the main attraction, woman of God. We forgot about the main, hallelujah, the light of the world. You are only carriers of light, but we are not the light.
Come on. My God.
Hallelujah. If we would get people to the church and the people back to the light, hallelujah, they would come out of darkness in Jesus' name. We're not to get people after us. Hallelujah. See, flesh will fail you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My Bible said the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. We would be in the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will have a spirit-filled church.
Yes.
And not a flesh-filled church.
Come on.
is looking for a people willing to carry their cross in this hour, who's willing to lay down their lives for real. And up high your tute by your test, and not my will, but your will. Not my life, your life shine to me. Oh God, have mercy upon the church.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Have mercy, God. Self and flesh on parade. Forgive us by your time. Take us back in the spirit of the Lord. Take us back when we love God, when we love the world. Take us back, Jesus. That's how I am to you. Amen. We didn't make superstars, women of God, or people.
Come on.
See, you got some folks out here who don't care. Who don't care fame and a name. Send it high. They don't care about the next poor pit. I tell you one thing about God, I'm on tour because God told me to go. I know I'll be on a lot of flyers, and God has opened doors. God, he did it not because I wanted it. It's not because I asked him for it. It's because he meant it. He mantled me for the mission. To glorify.
Come on.
I wasn't studying this stuff. You hear me, woman?
Come on.
When I was being raised in the, when I was being pastored in other churches, I thought that I was just going to be a house preacher under higher time, because I was under pastors who had many preachers in the house, and I just thought that I would just wait my turn maybe once every 6 months or once a year. You hear what I'm saying? I was waiting my turn. I was looking for a platform. I was looking for Setabaya to go out of town to preach, to be seen, man. Hallelujah. For one thing, if you go out, you better know spiritual warfare. But not dressed, because if you live in sin, hallelujah, the spirit man sees you naked. It's a bayato, and so you don't have a lot of time if you go into a lot of regions because of your lifestyle. You got fig leaves on instead of being dressed spiritually. Holy, God has called us to holiness. Holiness is not to call religious. Holiness is not for a call, hallelujah, for you to be restricted life and time, but for your protection.
Come on.
Holiness, when you live in holiness, you live in a realm of authority. So if you live in power, hallelujah, by your two boy, when demons attack you and you go to other realms, what authority do you have to cast them out of you? What authority do you cast them, hallelujah, out of your life?
My God.
Papa, what authority? Because the demons going to say, in whose name you coming in? Who are you? Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? Because I see nothing. You covered with nothing.
Come on.
You don't have. All I see is your flesh, and flesh has no dominion in the spirit realm.
Come on.
It's a fire. Demons recognize authority in Jesus' name.
Yes, they do. Hallelujah.
My job is to turn people back
to
the Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, Lord, to deny and to live in the Spirit. We need to live in the Spirit, not just on Sunday, baby.
Come on now.
Not just on Wednesday when you want to bump out. Hell yeah, baby. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Because I need God. Witches don't take a break.
No, they don't.
My God,
today.
See why you want to sleep and wake up when you need to wake up before the day breaks.
Come on. Come on.
Sun is in sight. For your have you prophesied and spoken over your region?
Come on.
Mayata, over your family, over your marriage, over your
today.
Have you spoken over your health today?
Yeah.
The witches are continuing to be a blessing the city. When they trying to bring destruction against you and your marriage, you need to be blessed in your marriage. You need to cover your marriage. You are here to cover. The lazy woman of God. The body of Christ has been lazy. They've been in slumber. Awaken, church, in Jesus' name.
Come on
now. Glory. Oh, God, there's going to be a shaking, woman of God, this year. There's going to be a shaking. And everything that don't stick in line with God is going to fall
off.
Jesus. If they don't shake in alignment with the Holy Ghost and with the Father, they're going to shake off and be left to the enemy. He said, enough is enough. And the body of Christ need to be praying. That God will have mercy. And stop waiting for your next blessing. You need to be on
Come on.
He didn't bless you enough. You woke up, baby. That's a blessing. Get on your face.
Come on.
Up high your door. And that's God for the fear of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, take out of us the love of the world and give us the love of God. We need to put God in His word, but we work for God. Help us to remove the idols. The idols out of our hearts, the idols out of our minds. Move the idols. Have mercy by your glory. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. My God today.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Arise, my daughters, arise, my sons, in out of your slumber, and repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I have been pleased with you. I have been loving you with an everlasting love. It's time to come back to my presence. It's time to come back to my word. It's time to come back to me. Glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Woman of God, we thank you so much for imparting wisdom and allowing God to use you. And just before you got on, you know, I don't know if you were able to hear the beginning of the podcast. That is exactly what he said. When we wake up in the morning, so many people take it for granted that they have breath. But it is vital and important to understand you weren't given that breath for you. You're given it to be used by him. And he's not going to continue. And what I'm seeing in the land that you know of is that there are not going to be opportunities, as you said, not only for idolatry, but he is doing what he said, the way he said he's going to do it. In Isaiah 58, when he was telling us the work and the servitude of prayer, and not just praying like we were saying for our list of things, that blessing you were talking about, but we pray for his will to be done in this dark world that lights arise. And like you said, there's no way you can arise without being in his presence. How are we in his presence? Like you said, you find him in prayer. And when we pray, we don't just talk. We listen to him. I thank God for those pearls of wisdom and confirmations on today. He knows what he's doing. And I want to thank God that not only is he utilizing you in our region of St. Louis, and by all means, like you said, taking authority over our neighborhoods, over our, it's bigger than the local four walls, but to find his will in doing what he called each and every one of us to do. And like you said, can't be done without repentance. The day is out. And what I love more than anything, I always say this, my husband and I laugh about this. Tell on yourself when you pray. Right? Because if we learn how to say, Lord, my heart ain't been right in this area, or Lord, I have not been doing your will in that area, what I find that he does, even the more he begins to show us, even the greater, there is a great time that he's going to, like he's rising up. Men, women, boys, and girls, little children are coming forth. He's going to use who he will in this hour. But I praise God for the hour of prayer. And another thing you see, we just don't sleep. Listen, sometimes I have to say, Lord, listen, I know you know about this. Can I go to sleep? Ain't no going to sleep sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? You go before his presence. You go and you wait on him. It may not be a five-minute prayer. Come on. It's going to take you some time. That's that intimacy that we will have with him. And that's the thing that's missing. So that's why I wanted to make sure you were on today. We're at the beginning of the year. Everybody has their goals, everybody, but prayer is essential. And I know that God is going to use you. Will you share with the listening audience about your prayer summit that is coming up? Give us the details of when your summit is going to be, where it's going to be, how the people can get in contact with you to connect for the prayer summit.
Amen. It's called the Prevailing Prayer Summit. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so a summit is different from a conference. See, a summit is where you mm-hmm. are somewhere. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Summons to prayer. Come on, by your
Come on.
Summoning his people back to prayer. Yep, by your time. Where we will setamando, will be in a place setabando tapaya, where we are dying to our flesh. Even the more. And the prayer, prevailing prayer summit, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
it will be on January the 20th, which is next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Next Saturday, at it starts at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at 14550 New Halls Ferry. The church
mm-hmm.
is called He's United. It's 14550 New Halls Ferry, and that's St. Louis, Missouri. And it will be start at 3 p.m. That's January the 20th.
Amen. Now, for all of those that are not able to make it to the January 20th prayer summit that you're hosting there, can you tell us about upcoming events that you will have as well? And for those that are listening, we have listeners that are not just from St. Louis. Can you give them information on how they can contact you? And if you have any other upcoming events to share them that will be happening after your prayer summit, prayer summit, so that they can stay in contact with what God is doing in your life through your ministry.
Amen. It is on Facebook. I just posted it like yesterday. But I am a part of a prayer intercession, mm-hmm. prayer, Apostle Pastor Church. The flyer is on my Facebook page. I will be there this Friday. I'm a lead prayer intercessor on that for this Friday at 7:15.
Okay.
It's on my page. I'll tell you guys my page after this. And then there it is, my prevailing prayer summit. And then this Saturday after that is that I will be preaching the gospel at the Cry Out Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already in it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to calm down. Okay, the way you can me is through Facebook. You guys can.
I've got it right here. I'll give them the information. I see that you have Cry Out Conference as well. That's coming up January 27th. Hallelujah. And then you also have the Intercessors Retreat that is coming up. And the location is 6500 Garfield Avenue in Berkeley, Missouri. And that is with none other than time of refreshing for those who stand in the gap. And that was with, is it Bishop Pamela Dillon?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. So that will be for that, as well as you have a Cry Aloud. And for more information, they can contact you through Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes, they can. They can inbox me. Yes.
All righty. And then when they inbox you, her name is Dr. Kanoi, that's K-A-N-O-I, and Tamika, T-A-M-I-K-A. But listen, I have to put a shout out for the Elation family. I understand in March, you will be a part of the 5th year anniversary for our own brothers and sisters, Dr. Marlo Curry Sr. and
yes.
Dr. Alicia Curry. Amen.
Yes.
We are so excited for all that God is doing in and through you. Is there any other closing information you'd like to give the listening audience?
Amen. I just want to tell the people of God that it's an urgency, it's a 911, that we go back to the altars of God and stay there. We cannot
yes.
just sit there. We have to stay there. Amen.
Yes.
Because it has increased. So we have to increase in the presence of the Lord. We have to spend time. Hallelujah. So
mm-hmm.
we can go in, amen, and not just hear from God, but legislate
mm-hmm.
for the Holy
mm-hmm.
Ghost Lord is telling us to legislate, to fight the battle, amen, through the, hallelujah, of heaven, that he can give us instructions on how to find, where to go, where not to go. We need the spirit of wisdom is crying out. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Is calling her. So we need the wisdom of the living God. We need to cry out for wisdom every day. Lord, where should I go? What should I do? Where should I pray? What should I say? Come on. We need the spirit of wisdom to, hallelujah, in this day and time, because you have an enemy that's after you, the flood. You have to have the wisdom to direct you in the will of the Lord, to stay on course by the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen to that, my sister. God bless you, and thank you so much for coming on today. We know you have a busy schedule, and we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to be with us here at the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright on Elation Radio. May God continue to bless you in your ministry. You just heard from none other than Apostle Dr. Kanoy, I believe she said the last name. I want you to make sure you go to her Facebook page, and it's under Dr. Kanoy, and that's Dr. and K-A-N-O-I, and then Tamika, T-A-M-I-K-A, for more information on her ministry and those things that you would like to know more about her. Please reach out to her on Facebook. We thank you today for listening in to the Just For You podcast. Certainly our hearts are full. We have learned and heard so much that we bless God for on this day. I want you to be encouraged today and to understand, yes, that urgency is calling all men, women, boys, and girls. If you notice, there's a shift in the atmosphere for this year. This year came in so quickly, but yet those that are on the prayer wall understand that there is something different happening in this year. There are a lot of things that are not going to be the same as last year. God has done a new thing in the presence of him moving the way he is moving and those that he's sending. Your ministry may be different, but we encourage you to continue to pray, stand on the wall. Go back if you haven't been able to hear Isaiah 58 and get into your prayer closet. Take the word of God with you. Prayer includes the word of God. We just don't pray in our own language. Just want to do that. We want to take his promises into our prayer closets and be able to cry out unto him. It's like this. I always say it's one thing when people see when someone passes, they ask, do we have any insurance? But listen, what would insurance be if you never knew what you were going to receive? One thing I can tell you about the word of God, he promises us when we are connected in the kingdom that we are guaranteed eternal life. But the other parts that come with it come from us getting to know him in his word. We don't just come by belief. We have to confess with our mouth, and we have to know what he's saying to confess the right things. So I want you to take that with you today. Please make sure you take all the nuggets that Apostle Dr. Kanoy Tamika has given us on today. Remember to uplift her in all that she is doing and the body of Christ, the leaders on the front line. Pray. This is high time to pray that God may be glorified. I also want to make sure you understand that we are super excited. If today is your birthday or this is your birthday month, we celebrate you here at Just For You and Elation Radio. We celebrate you. I know what you're saying. Maybe it's not your birthday. Well, we do have a birth of little Isla Brad, Isla Jackson, who has just entered into the world by way of New Jersey. Amen. God bless you on today to Antigua and Brad. May God bless you on the birth of your new baby. We also are celebrating you. God has called you forth in ministry, called you forth to write a book, called you forth to serve him, utilizing your gifts. We want you to know you have love and support here. Seek him first and make sure that's what he's calling you to do, and know that he is going to reward you if you are walking according to his will and by faith. We also want you to know there's the exact opposite. Sometimes there are times when people are broken, hurt, and destroyed, and the word of God promises that he knows how to heal and mend the heart. He knows how to help where help is needed. We find that help in prayer. We want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. There are times when needs have to be met, and they're not all spiritual. We want you to keep in contact with community sponsorships and people that are serving in the community. At the St. Louis County Library, I tell you all, don't go to sleep. That's in the St. Louis area, but in your local area, check and find out what resources are available. In the St. Louis County Library, they have toddlers, diapers, and diapers for babies. They have female products for the month. They have all kinds of resources that will be able to assist youth after school. Different things are happening at your library. For more information on the St. Louis County Library, that is flcl.org. In St. Louis, we also have United Way. United Way, we dial 211. It is a national organization. If you're listening in from another state, please check your directories for the proper numbers for your area. As we dial 211, you'll be connected to a resource specialist who will give you information for your need. Please continue to connect with 211. We also have in St. Louis the Urban League St. Louis. Urban League St. Louis. They are preparing this month for around every year for Dr. Martin Luther King. They always have a food drive, and that is with the Urban League St. Louis. Connect with them for a lot of reasons. There are job opportunities for job fairs. Perhaps you need food, utility assistance. There are many things that the Urban League St. Louis offers. Please make sure you look them up. There's so much going on in the St. Louis area. We want you to know at United Community Services, we've mentioned this before. I'm going to give you this information as well on the Urban League and St. Louis. Hallelujah. I want to share this location for the upcoming food drive that they're going to be having. It's going to be Monday, January 15th from 12 to 3 at the headquarters for the Urban League. That address is 1408 North Kings Highway Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63113. So there you have the information for the upcoming food drive. They're going to have toiletries, masks, and other items that will be able to help you during this crucial time. Also, as United Community Services, we offer opportunities for you to have connections for any type of preventative substance abuse. So if you are aware of someone who needs resources, perhaps they have questions, please give us a call. You can reach out at 314-405, and that is 1711 for Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.com. Also, let's talk about elation. The women of elation are back. It's a new year, and the team is coming back. You can learn more this year on our topics that we come together, share the word, and be able to have a dialogue open to the room. This will be the fourth Friday of every month, January 26th. 2024 at 9 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Clubhouse. I also want you to be aware, Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright can be heard on Facebook for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. This is every Monday on Facebook Live, and you can reach them at 30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, meet us back here if the Lord says the same for Just For You. Listen, we're excited of all the things that the Lord is doing. We want you to keep looking to the hills from whence cometh your help. Know all of your help coming from the Lord thy God. I do want to encourage you to know, as we often say this, listen, look out for a senior. Make sure you're checking on those in your neighborhood and families. When you don't hear from them, make sure if you can get by, go by and check on them, call them to make sure they're good. In your neighborhood, if you haven't seen a car move or if you haven't seen the trash taken out, pay attention so that you can make sure everyone in the neighborhood is safe. Watch for the children going to and from school. If you notice someone's different or you see a vehicle in the neighborhood that you don't normally see, especially around children or frequenting your neighborhood, pay attention. Make sure you keep at hand all of the numbers close by that you will need in a case of emergency. One last thing, they are again talking about that COVID is rising up in our communities. We want you to be praying safe and make sure you do all you can to know that you are safe and making sure that everyone around you is safe. Young people, please lift them up. They need us. They need our prayers that they can understand there is so much needed for them in the Spirit of God, and we honor those that are warriors in God. I want you to remember all the young people you know, those you don't know on your block, and lift them up. We all need the Lord. And when God uses you, make sure if he gives you a word for young people, understand who they are. Understand they have ways that they think that when we talk to them, that we must allow God to speak through us, that we can grasp them for the kingdom. Keep our hearts and minds humble, and do not forget about the needy, those that are in need. When God blesses us, be a blessing. Don't keep your blessings to yourself. Help somebody else as the Lord allows you to. We thank you for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We are honored to serve. Did you know serving is a calling? I'm going to say it again. I know serving is a calling. We love to know that Jesus did what he did out of his servitude heart, as my sister has mentioned, with his authority, and they go hand in hand. We want to serve the Lord would allow us. I thank you so much for joining us on today, and would you continue to pray for us at the Just For You podcast, as well as pray for us at Elation Radio. Each year yields something different. Amen. So thank you so much for joining us on today. I want to say thank you for your prayers, love, and support. We look forward to seeing you, if the Lord says the same, on next Wednesday, where God can speak through his word and we can connect with you and that he be glorified. None of this makes a difference if it isn't by his hand, his power, and his grace. God bless you on this evening. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook or via email, leadingwright@gmail.com. That's leadingwright@gmail.com. God bless you. We're praying for you, and we ask the Lord to cover you until we meet again. Again, God bless you. Kingdom blessings.